You're listening to the show about exploding stairs and exploding shoes. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
A very different volume from your previous microphone, wherever that was.
Oh, hi.
All right, say something more
hey,
than...
Hey, Craig!
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think
Craig, you owe me,
is your
bastard.
Is your headphones... Are your headphones on, or is it the... pewter? Is it the pewter mic?
Oh, he's definitely on his headset. What? He sounds good. It was just a different level.
Okay. Yeah, it was just
I
a different loudness.
To be sure.
This is weird because we haven't played in 2 months and...
Normally I know exactly when to start.
No, but also like I have felt so nervous today. Like I've been doing so much today and I've just been so nervous. I'm like, I don't remember how to play this game. Like I really... Woo!
I don't remember what was going on pretty much at all. We were on these stairs that I see.
Well, here, hold on one second.
And we're attacked by rectangles.
Hold on one second. Let's
remember. Oh, everything's on fire.
I feel like I know that song.
I'm really thrown off by Craig.
I feel like it should be in, like it is in Peter Pan, where we have to get the audiences to clap.
Oh yeah,
the audience
I know,
to clap
to, like,
for
revive us.
Us.
Yeah, please,
yes.
Everybody,
help us remember what
help.
We're doing.
Because
believe
yeah.
in PFD.
Oh, you mean like?
Yeah, just like that. Never kick up the pace. Just that slow. That's yes. a sarcastic clap for us.
Yes, it's
we
the
don't
slow
really
clap.
Want you to live.
Everyone just do the snappy.
Ooh, snaps.
So yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Do you want me to do this?
Okay. Previously.
Oh god.
On Pork Fried Dice.
Alright, you guys. So mostly I was just writing a big summary. And then as I was looking at the words that I was typing, I was like, I could do something with this, a song. It's real bad, guys. It's real bad. So don't judge me. Here's my crappy song.
The recrap.
The recrap. Almost winning. Staircase race. Gwen's all flirty with Gorbis, who's keeping pace. Will is shopping, buying some new clothes. Rafina's doing cartwheels. Plop, there goes her nose. Battletoads, here they come to punch my face. They're so strong. How could this go wrong? So much drama. Here they come. Battletoads. Bathwack goes up and down the stairs. Up, down, up, down. He rolls his eyes and swears. Dimension door spells, raging finding keys. Gwen, Will, and Rafina have far more energy. Battletoads. Here they come to punch my face. But oh, what's this? A group of Ibish. We are surrounded by the sooty gang and Battletoads. I hear the giant toads are actually called slod. I hate how much that word is almost exactly like strad. I'm running out of things to sing about because I was sick with COVID only yesterday. Yesterday! Battletoads, here they come to punch my face. They're so strong. How could this go wrong? So much drama. Here they come. Battletoads. You can fade it out because there's the whole he sings for a long time about country roads.
You mean
and
Battletoads
for a really long time. But then I just wrote as much as I could remember because it's been 2 months and that it was just Battletoads. That was really all that summary told us. So.
No,
okay.
It told me that Bathwack is going to win.
You were running up and down and up and down. Well, hopefully.
What? The race? Well, the race
is probably
it's
over.
The turtles versus the toads.
Yeah. And there's Ibish, but I actually don't think anyone else saw that besides me. I might have said something to Bathwack, though. I'm not. I don't know if I did.
You did.
Yes. Okay. Good.
I think so.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why I had to turn around. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember.
Something like that.
You went up and down a bunch of times.
Gwen didn't see him. She just walked through the fire and is fighting a slod.
Yes, that's one of the things I said in my summary is that Gwen ran like several stories through fire. But okay. So summary of what happened last time: the body of who we assume is the arbiter of Beartago slammed to the ground. It was gross. Mm-hmm. The crowd was like really excited, but then they ran away because that happened. In the meantime, Helen and Gorbis, which are like, I guess, the two other competitors that were actually competitive, were still racing. And Gwen and Bathwack and Rafina were racing. And then Rafina and Gwen decided to go up the stairs to see what happened at the top of the explosion and the fire or whatever. And they sent Bathwack down to see if he could help. But then Bathwack saw Will waving him up the stairs. And Will watched a bunch of Ibish going up the stairs. We saw that there was a bunch of fire up at the top of the staircase. Will went over to the smashed body and he grabbed the box that contained the dam key or the key to the city, but we know it's a dam key. Gwen and Rafina zipped up with dimension door spells to the top of the staircase. There was screaming, fire, pounding footsteps. And then they found a bunch of people that were injured with burns and physical trauma. A pillar of flame was erupting from the top of the stairs. They learned that giant toad people, Slod, have come out of the lake, set the fire, and went down the stairs. The people up there were trying to put out the fire, but they didn't have the equipment. Will and Bathwack dimension doored up as well. And then Will cast fly and I think went and got Rafina. I did not. That wasn't in my notes. Yep. My notes were a little shitty because I know the last time was a battle. So, but when Will cast fly, Pip, that the Ibish that he had put in the bottle exploded out of his pocket. And then Will killed him in front of Bathwack. And Bathwack was like, whoa. I remember the reaction. He was just like, whoa. Holy shit.
Wait, what? I don't remember this at all. Wait, what?
So I dimension doored with you up the stairs so you could get closer to, because they were at the top. They used two dimension door spells to get to the top. So I got up to you, then dimension doored you up closer. But because I cast fly to come out of the stairway, that's a concentration spell. And I had changed that one Ibish down in the crowd into like a worm or something, put him in a bottle. And then when I lost concentration because I cast fly, he popped out of the bottle and then I just killed him right there. And then,
You killed him with like Eldritch Blast or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. So there were no Ibish at the top of the dam. Gwen ran through a couple levels of fire to get back to the toads, which was amazing. We battled the toads on the steps. At one point, Gwen raged and more crystals grew out of her skin. And she also kept... I wrote this with question marks because it's in my notes, like my computer notes, but I don't know how accurate it was. We might have just been joking this, but she also kept eating the slod with slod dressing. Like, I think we were joking about it being a salad or something. I don't know. But she kept biting them. So it was a slod dressing. Let's see. And then Bathwack asked the toads in Draconic, why are you here? What do you want? And they turned to him, but they didn't answer. And the slod seemed to have magical resistance. And let's see, other important stuff. Gwen is getting all gemmy from the candy pouch, having turned into a crystal that melded with her skin. Rafina pickpocketed a glass ball from Will's pocket that had the swirly man in it. Bathwack talked to the swirly man and... didn't take him to Will because I guess the swirly man wanted to go to Will, and then Will got mad at Bathwack for that.
I was typing this all up, and I even have you guys in the freaking two thing, and then I didn't finish because I was like, guys, do we have anything else that's like outstanding that needs to be addressed? We need to get four damn keys, and we have...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We have the one from the Arbiter and the one from the hotel room.
Yeah.
We just need the one from the university and the one from the City Inn.
And there's something about like having to go under the water in the dam somehow, or under the dam.
See, this
something.
Is all important, right? And we all don't know what's going on. We do need the four keys to open a secret door that will let us go right down to the bottom of the lake or something, because that's where the anglerfish is. Is that right?
Being held captive or something?
Yeah.
By some sort of dark power.
Dark power.
The inscrutable guy?
Right. Or maybe.
Ragnar.
Or maybe.
Ragnarok. Thor. It was Thor.
I was so close.
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Did Rafina taunt Will with the pickpocketed ball yet? She did. Right?
So when that happened, I remember that you took it. And it disappeared. Like, you took it away.
Oh, I forgot.
And
that's
it, like,
right,
disintegrated,
yes,
or something, which was pretty sweet.
That was
sweet.
A few sessions ago.
Yeah, but all of that's important because, like we didn't remember all the damn stuff necessarily either. So, like,
no,
if anyone...
I'm glad we're saying that.
Yeah, like, we need to get under there because the thing is messing with the... Oh, God, I have so many... It's too long. There's so many notes.
I've got to look a few pages.
Do you
back
have any
then,
help
though,
to offer us, Eric?
There's something about Yeska.
Oh,
there was,
wait, no, Yeska? No. You mean Shimi?
Yeska.
The Blue Water Inn.
Oh, God, you suck. Yes. Shimi is also lost, like, somewhere, right? So
I have the most important question, though.
Okay.
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 Where's Gorbis?
Gorbis, yeah, where did, is he on fire?
Did he see Gwen rage, and is that really going to ruin her chances for a dinner?
Oh, it's going to turn him on.
Well, you dimension doored twice.
Oh, shit.
They were ahead of you, but then you went bamf, bamf. So they're somewhere
below
you.
Oh, no, they could be getting hit by the Ivish, maybe. I don't know. Because, we're by the toads by the fire. So, like, there's the top of the stairs,
we're
fire,
by the toads, by the
toads
fire.
And us. Then a gap, and then Ibish, so they must be in between somewhere.
Are we still in the middle of combat?
Yeah,
yep.
I think so, yeah. So all of that is to say,
there
let's
were
roll
two
some slod, dice for a while,
you
I
killed
guess.
One, the red one.
I know, but there was more that happened. Like, I'm trying to review all of the dice rolls in the right pane on roll 20 to figure out what happened. I mean, I remember some, like, jumping through things and on people and, like, breaking
there's a hole in
underneath
the stairs.
Them and... Yeah, so there's a hole in the stairs where, like...
Above where you guys are now, I think.
Above. Oh, it's all on fire.
Yeah.
The hole in the stairs dropping down, rectangles of fire, Gwen biting
the
a
hole
slot.
Was like... I'll put where it is, because I did not remember there was a hole, but now I remember that there was a hole.
Yeah. Bathwack Eldridge blasted the steps, and they disintegrated. The slod fell and got hurt. And then the slod cast a fireball. I didn't say
all
of those things in my notes. I'm sorry. I was trying to keep it all, but I didn't. Oops.
It's just that I don't remember the rest of the fight or even like...
Yeah, I know. Rafina used Call Lightning to shock both of the slod. Their wounds healed from... When I Eldritch Blasted them, their wounds just kind of healed. Magical resistance. Gwen rolled a nat 20 on her bite. Or at least
one
that's
of right.
them.
And they also do some kind of weird, like, do we have to roll, like, saving throws against something? Or,
I don't remember. I don't have that.
I had to roll a bunch because I walked through fire.
Yeah,
oh, Constitution
that's
saving
true.
Throw.
Well, there was also,
was that from fire?
No, it was when one of the slod, the red slod, clawed Gwen, I think.
Red slod okay. clawed.
When the red
slod
clawed.
All right,
coleslaw.
Let's
red
kill
coleslaw.
This frickin' thing, then. Let's do it.
Claude.
Okay, that was fun, guys. Bye.
Yay, good night. All right.
We did it.
Oh, wow. There we are. I didn't even know we were on the stairs anymore. Okay, cool. Wow. Here we go.
So, I'll just remind everybody sort of the order.
Okay.
In initiative, we're at the top of the round. Okay. The gray slot is first, and then it's Will, Rafina, Gwen, Bathwack.
Oh, God, I have to be ready right away. Dang it.
I have to be ready right away.
I don't think you are.
Right. All right, so got the gray slot. So.
I like that song. I didn't get to say I like the song. Oh. I actually don't know it. But
Country Road. You don't know John Oates?
No, you must know it. You
That's,
must know
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Country
Roads, take me home.
Now I know
to
it.
The place.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, Battletoads.
I know this version. It's forever Battletoads now. Okay,
that's
continue.
Like everyone sings that in the bar. Oh my God. Yeah. That's a total bar sing along song.
I never go to bars. Yeah. Why don't you ever take
Denise
me to bars,
cool.
Alex?
Anytime.
What was I doing? Oh yeah, playing this game. So yeah, the slod before your eyes, some of its wounds heal up. Mm-hmm. And then it reaches in front of it and tries to claw Bathwack twice. Oof. And then whips around and tries to bite Gwen.
Ooh, bite fight. Oh, it's
gonna
a bite fight.
Back.
So let's see.
Oh no,
here.
Now she's going to date somebody else. The slod. Gwen and the slod.
Okay.
Both taking each other out to dinner.
That's right.
Yep.
Get it?
I'm the Irina to his Strahd. Tatiana to his
Strahd. Oh, it's so romantic.
So that's a 17 to hit, Bathwack.
Ah, I don't have my shield, so I need to like quadruple check. It's a miss.
Okay, and then the other one.
It's a miss.
And the other one was a natural one.
Yay!
And then we've got. I'm so slow at this. The bite against Gwen. It's a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay.
I think my AC should be higher, but it's still going to hit because I'm raging. That's okay.
That's 8 piercing damage.
Okay.
And now it's Will's turn.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm having to think very creatively because I don't have any spells I think that could hit it or at least really damage it. Because I think I remember directly, I hit it with an Eldritch Blast and its wounds healed right afterwards. So Will is going to think fast. And he's going to try to fly just like above out of, I mean, the guy's probably not even looking at me. The slod probably is not looking at me because he just was attacking Bathwack and Gwen, but it's all a charade. So I'm going to be flying out of his sight, like up, and then I'm going to cast, and you can tell me if this is allowed.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to cast Major Image, and I'm going to try to make it look like I'm carrying like a slod baby, like, but not carrying in my arms, like I have it by the scruff or something, like in, I'm basically making a smaller version, maybe with like a tadpole tail or something of a slod and making it look like I'm holding it out. Like, oh, look, I've got your baby. Like if I'm going to drop it, you know what I mean? Like to try to make it, I don't know, get distracted so that maybe they have advantage on some attack or something. That's
so young slod are in fact called slod tadpole.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you just make that up?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
No, that's what they're called.
That's awesome. I had no idea. That's awesome. I mean, they do look like big giant frogs, so I figured. But I don't know if Will would actually know that a tadpole, I don't know, would he have learned about frogs and tadpoles? Probably just make some miniature version of this freaking thing.
I'm sure he served them in one of his restaurants.
Oh my God. Baby slod legs. Baby slod tails.
And
it's
so
like
what are you actually doing? You're holding it up.
I'm going up and like trying to time it. I know I only have 6 seconds, but I'm trying to make it look like I'm going towards the top and I've grabbed one of their children and I'm going to fling it down off the stairs. I'm flying back to where he is and he's like, hey, look at this ugly baby thing. Whoop, I better not drop it.
Okay. Give me a deception check with advantage.
Oh, okay.
Is your major image spell.
Thanks. All right. Did it go?
It went.
It went 27, natural 20.
That was
but
a good
it
one.
It didn't actually roll for advantage, but I guess it doesn't matter because it was a natural 20. So that's pretty
good.
Yeah,
I don't know why I didn't. But yes, that is very good.
I did click on advantage. You see, it's because I'm doing it and technology breaks when I use it. Yay!
Well, it can't get better than that.
Yes!
So. All right. So you see...
And I'm making it, like, cry out, like, ah! Like, just the most disgusting sound Will can think of. Like, a baby slide. He has no idea what it sounds like. Oh, no! This gorgeous baby is gonna fall to its death! Save it!
And so the cry you make, you don't know if it's eerily accurate or just so disturbing. You're not sure, but the head of this slod whips around and starts to track you as you're floating up towards
the top. I'm the slod whisperer.
And it turns and lets out a gurgling cry and starts to scramble up the stairs. So Bathwack, Gwen, and Rafina all get to make attacks of opportunity against the slod.
Wahoo!
In that order. All right, so that's 14 damage. Oh, wait, does a 14 hit? I forgot to calculate that part. How do we do this? No, that does not hit.
Yeah, I feel like it was a 16.
Am I just rolling a 20?
Scrambles up.
Yeah, it's an
attack. We got out of the way just in time.
It's just a melee attack.
Oh, okay.
But Gwen gets to go next.
Yeah.
Okay, Rage Bite.
Beige, yes! Right. So 24 does hit, so that does 14 piercing damage as you chomp down into its thigh. Nice. It rips its flesh out from your snout and continues up the stairs past Rafina.
How does it taste? How does it taste, like chicken? Like frog's legs? What's it taste like?
Like iceberg lettuce.
It actually
iceberg lettuce?
It tastes like Fun Dip.
Oh, lettuce-y.
Fun Dip!
Nice. Yeah.
Now Gwen's gonna have a new delicacy that she's making.
I need more slod.
It's slod dip. Mm. Wait, is this made from real slod? Mm.
It tastes like cherry. Or it tastes like not like the Fun Dip you dip in. It tastes like the delicious, just pure sugar stick that you lick and dip in the Fun Dip. That's the funnest part to eat is the
what
stick.
What is it called? The stick part.
So, Abby, it would be either your mace attack or your punch attack, depending on whether you're holding your mace or not.
Why wouldn't I be holding my mace?
I'm asking. I don't know. It's hard to picture you holding the weapon we never see you hold.
Yeah, it's true. You never use it.
We never describe you. You know, you never describe holding.
Well, it's because it's part of one of the rings that I'm wearing.
Oh.
So I don't have to hold on to it. So wow. I just wrap my wrist around it. It actually has sort of a telescopic feature, kind of like Go-Go Gadget. So it doesn't get in the way. But I flick it out.
Whoa!
And get a freaking 11.
Yeah, so that does not hit.
Freaking
out. Flick it out. And it's thick blood is gushing out of its leg as it jostles past you and goes just right up into the fire.
Oh, okay. It's just going into the fire? Is it going after me or is it going up?
It's trying to get me with you, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's what you wanted.
Yeah, I'm confused, though. Isn't Will flying off of the...
Yes, but he said he went up.
Well, I said I went up, and then I was coming back to taunt it, but I could go up. I'm totally fine with that.
He's just going to try to get to where you are.
I was taunting him.
Okay.
I was, trying to get him to...
All right, so he's just, trying to scramble up. He looks like he's maybe considering climbing up onto the railing or something like that.
Good. Cool. That's what I wanted.
Rafina, you just narrowly missed with your ring mace... It's like a ring pop.
Yeah.
It got
a little stuck.
Yep. It went a few steps up ahead of you and is fixedly looking over the railing at Will floating out there. What are you doing?
Oh, that's right. It's my turn now.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have to find my character sheet again. Too many windows.
Only Denise knows what she's doing right now.
I know. Denise has been practicing.
Admirable. Pro.
Admirable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, dudes.
Huh?
Roast your... No, don't talk back.
I have sentience!
Oh, no!
No! I'm not speaking with animals right now.
I just want to kill it without knowing it has sentience. Like,
I know, seriously. All right, so I'm going to Sacred Flame. I'm going to roast its little butt if I can.
Oh, its little butt. It does have a very little butt.
Oh, really?
You did notice that.
Wow.
All right, so it's a DC 16 dex save. All right, so what's this dex... The dextrosity. All right, there we go. Plus, okay.
Dextrosity. Oh, it's...
All right, so it's...
Oh, no.
It, yeah, it he does work. Save.
Oh, my God, this thing.
It's probably because it's already surrounded by flames.
Well, I wanted to aim at his butt.
His, little, right. His butt's too little.
He's got some sort of, like, plated butt cover, I guess. Metal butt cover.
Probably.
But something non-conductive.
Cover. Yeah.
It's an anal I'm sure you can buy that on Amazon.
It's Calphalon.
Non-conductive plated butt cover.
Yeah. So you guys don't remember that the Saturday Night Live Jeopardy with Turd
Anal bum cover.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
An album cover. Cover.
And anal bum cover.
Album cover.
Oh, it's so amazing.
One of ape the tit.
What was the one?
Ones?
The ape tit something.
The penis petite. Mightier.
The penis mightier, but there was like a petite something, and he's like funny. Ape tit something. I don't know, man. It's so funny. Love those ones.
So, Gwen, you've still got the remains of this creature's thigh muscle dripping out of your fangs. He's plunged headfirst into the fire and is reaching out, trying to get at Will. What are you doing?
Yeah, so Gwen is going to chew up the delicious drippy sinew in her mouth and swallow it.
Oh my
and
God.
Then come up here, unfortunately, into the fire, I think, next to the slot and try to take another delicious bite.
All right. You take 5 fire damage as you plunge into the flames. Okay. And then you can do your thang. What are you doing? Sorry. You
bite.
Panicked me when you
My
said going
bite.
Into the fire. Okay. Do your rage bite.
Chompy chomp.
Okay. Oh, I am going good
Alrighty.
With that.
Alrighty. A 17 nice. Plus 7 is a 24. That absolutely does hit. And that deals 8 piercing damage. Where are you aiming this bite? Do you want more of that thigh meat, or are you trying to select a different sampling?
Actually, I'm assuming that he's turned around looking at Will.
Yep.
So I am biting dat ass.
Uh-huh. I knew you were going to bite his little butt.
His little butt.
Careful, he's got the cover on it.
An album cover.
It's not hot. There's that, at least.
It's true.
So you bit that little butt. And then, so Bathwack.
His little B.O.T. Tom.
This thing was facing you down, and then it all of a sudden just turned and ran away from you, and you couldn't even get a hit on it. It's now standing kind of above you, the stairs above, and you can't really see what's going on up there. So what are you doing?
Okay, and it's too high up for me to jump, you think?
Without the cheated ability of fly, yes. I mean, hey, this is D&D. You can certainly try. It's You think it might be possible if you, like, climbed up on the railing and had a nice, good jump, but it's a little risky and not a sure thing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I could just run up the stairs, right? And I would get
I mean,
there.
You could.
I love that you're...
I mean, there's a risk in everything.
Your saying has changed from, this is D&D, you can do whatever you want. Now it's, you can certainly try.
You can certainly try.
I've
I mean, it's D&D.
You can
try to intimidate a corpse. Yeah. You know, that's that happened in my game. They tried to intimidate a dead
corpse.
Someone they just killed.
That's hilarious.
Sounds like something I would do.
Watch out, or
don't have a lot of leverage over you. But
yeah,
you know. Can I see where the slot is from where I'm standing?
Yeah, because it's sort of leaning out over the railing above.
All right, fine. I'm going to aim further up the stairs, close to it, but not directly under it.
Okay.
And do Eldritch Blast and try to break the staircase again.
Okay.
Wait, because the other hole... Oh, wait a minute. Where is the other hole? It's
where
the
those red
the red ones,
are.
Yeah.
All right. So things probably okay. I'm probably not going to bring the whole thing down on our heads, right? All right.
You can certainly
Eric
try.
Eric is smiling. I run up the stairs.
Oh, my God.
All right, no, I'm going to Eldritch Blast the stairs.
Okay.
All right.
So that's one blast. That hits, does 3 damage.
All right.
Emboldened, he does it again.
Yep, there. Ooh, you can pick your favorite 3 out of those 4.
Okay. All right. So let's see here.
21, 18, and 13 are the 3
yeah,
first.
Yeah, they all hit.
15 total damage.
Okay. So they all fire right into the staircase beneath the Slod's feet. And you think that normally probably that wouldn't have been enough to do significant damage, but this fire's been roaring, and also it's been severely structurally compromised above. So you hear a loud creak. And that whole section from where you blasted up to the other hole starts pulling free from the wall and tilting out over into the abyss.
Oh, no. Like with Gwen and Rafina on it.
No.
No, just the above.
From the slot, like
from the hole
up.
To the hole.
From the Slod's hole to the other hole.
Yeah. So for the listener's sake, okay. The Slod is currently the highest up on the stairs, but it's still below where the first hole was made.
Okay.
And so sort of that section.
Oh, geez.
Begins to creak away. Gwen is right on the edge of it.
Oh, God.
And so, Gwen, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no!
You're close enough to Bathwack, you would get his crazy bonus.
I got a 15 plus whatever.
7, I think.
7. Oh, that's awesome. 22.
Yeah, so, the staircase sort of slips away from under your toenails, your toe talons.
Wait, does she have feet? Does she have boots?
She has,
do you have shoes?
She has jellies on.
No.
Shoes? You have, like, dino claw feet? Oh, my God, I love it.
Well, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you look down surprised.
I click on rocks.
That's amazing!
You see your talons are now these faceted purple amethyst razor-sharp things, even bigger than they were before.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And the staircase kind of catches the back one. The furthest towards the wall, but you're able to sort of pull away before it catches in there or anything like that.
Wow.
So yeah, the staircase tips out, creak, 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 and snaps free, and begins to plummet down towards the bottom. Will, I need you to make a dexterity saving
throw. Oh my god, a staircase is gonna hit you guys.
The flaming staircase is toppling down, upon you.
Dexterity, and I don't have my luck stone.
Whoa, it's falling down on Will?
Yeah.
He's out, like, in front of it, so the top of it's, like, falling down towards him.
Oh, got it. Okay.
As it falls, he says, why wasn't this better constructed?
And up.
Here we go.
There you go.
19!
Okay. Being where you are, you're able to fly back, or you have a lot of different options, and you can zip back pretty easily.
Yeah.
You're given pretty ample warning, too, as it starts to tip over.
And I go, Bathwack tried to kill me by shooting the stairs!
Whose benefit is that for?
I'm just screaming it for my own self.
Okay.
Nobody needs
to
hear.
The baby... The slod tadpole.
Yeah, see, you stupid tadpole thing!
You're trying to get it on your side.
Look at that thing! Go kill it!
And now the slod needs to make a dexterity saving throw. And it fails. It rolls a 3 plus whatever it has is not enough.
Oh, goodness.
And so it as it's falling, it seems to realize slightly too late what's happening.
Oh, no.
And so it turns... around back towards the wall and tries to jump sort of as the staircase is falling, and it reaches out and basically barely just like kind of scrapes along the edge of the railing below, and then is plummeting away.
I really hope that these poor
Gwen couldn't get another bite of the ass.
One last bite.
So delicious.
Ew. It's fun dip ass.
You are all now out of combat, and Gwen, if you act quickly enough, you can get out of the fire before you take more damage.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to take more damage.
I just sit down, you know, whatever.
I'm going to pop back here.
I killed her easily.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm gonna get out my bread and cheese and have a little picnic on the stairs.
Do we are we still in initiative?
No, I just say you're out of combat?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, Will would make sure he warns everybody that Ibish were coming up the stairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
How do you do that?
I would fly over and be like, I just wanted to repeat that Bathwack just threw a staircase at me. Also, Ibish are coming up the stairs. The fucking sooty gang, I'm sure. So let's go kill them too. Thumbs up. And then I throw the baby. And then I realize I'm still holding the baby and I just throw it. Ah, get rid of that thing. I keep the illusion up so it falls as far as I can control and I just watch proudly.
How many baby animals are you going to fakely throw to their deaths?
I guess that's my thing is throwing baby animals. It's not real, Rafina. Look, watch. No. Once it gets out of my range, look, it's about to disappear. Then it really splats, and I'm like, oh, man, I just killed a baby. Just kidding. No.
Will, that would have been good eats.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Everybody roll me a perception check.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and also, Will, I'm giving you inspiration for that tadpole thing, especially because you called it by the right name.
Inspiration?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, where do I put that?
Top left.
I've never gotten it before. Wait.
Now you have it.
Look at that. It was a dragon. That's cool.
It's a dragon. You've never clicked it.
I never got to.
You've never been inspired.
Oh, I'm going to use that. Wait, how do you use inspiration again?
Use it to get advantage.
I could give it to somebody else,
or
right?
Give it to somebody else.
I'm so excited about that. All right, awesome. Sweet.
All right. Oh, look at our
perception
rolls.
So we're not going back up, right? That staircase is gone.
Yeah.
Everything's on fire. So down is kind of the only choice. Also, the runners were on their way up here, right?
The race basically stopped.
Oh, yeah, they ran away.
Bibishers.
All right, so Rafina and Gwen, you hear... Rafina and Gwen hear this.
Oh, no.
From down below.
Like, we hear that coming from...
Oak! Was that the stairs falling?
You think
Is
probably.
Is that the dam breaking?
Oh, no! There's so many things that could be breaking.
With the timing, you think it's probably the chunk of flaming staircase that was sent down to the depths below.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Oh, dear, I hope there were no people down there. Bathwack, you might have killed more people.
Probably.
On purpose this time.
Definitely on purpose. Let's go check it out. Right? Or what are we doing now?
I'll also remind you that Gwen is way more gemmy than she was, and you saw her go crazy and bite like a crazy person. I'm just pointing that out.
Okay.
She's kind of just like wiping off her mouth. And just...
Are you bloody? Is it bloody on her clothes?
It's like it was a very thick.
Is it red?
Blood. It's like a dark, dark red. Like
is that barbecue black. Sauce, Gwen?
Ugh. Or are you just happy to see me?
Or are you just bloody to see me?
Yeah, this is, I mean, I didn't, I just don't know what came over me, but wow, that was really good. And I'm just going to use prestidigitation and try to just get, she's like, oh God, if Gorbis saw, I hope, oh my God, what if he saw? You guys, what if he saw? I don't want to scare him. Was it scary? Am I scary?
You are scary, Gwen. Anybody who's
you
into you
like
has got to be,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. They've got to be into being scared, I think. Right?
Okay, well, I gotta get this stuff off me and just clean myself off.
But you're probably gonna get more when these Ibish come up and try to kill us. So let's go down. I'm gonna start going down because they can stand and I can elevator myself up and down. So I wanna see if the Ibish are still coming.
I'll start running down. Yeah. I'm gonna try to keep up with Will. But
as soon
hopeless.
As this all starts, you all hear this from below.
Oh,
for
Lord.
Real? Oh, was that yes. purpose?
What do you mean for real?
Listen, you use sound effects all the time for not
You hear
right
this
things.
From below.
Exactly.
Hey, that could be something. That's the dam falling.
Oh, no. Wow, weird.
You hear this from below. No, you hear this from below.
Oh, my God. Okay, what do I see?
I
I'm looking
the
down.
The staircase fell on people.
You're not sure. It seems to be from a good ways down.
Okay, well, I'm looking for Ibish. Too bad for those people that got killed by the stairs.
It doesn't. The shriek does not sound like it's coming from as far as the stairs.
Oh my God, it's Helen and Gorbis. Okay, go. Let's go.
It's my favorite sitcom from the 70s.
Oh my God, it's Helen and Gorbis.
That's the whole title. Yeah.
Okay, I'm flying down. Where are the Ibish relative to my compatriots?
So are you going straight down or are you trying to fly
I'm
out?
I'm zooming out. You know how I play video games. I always zoom out.
All right, you have to back up a pretty good ways, but you see below, it looks like the group of Ibish has made it up a pretty good ways. You think they've got to be in pretty good shape, but
they're in pretty good shape. Did you say?
They don't skip leg day.
But wow, why didn't the stairs fall on them? I'm having a hard time sort of picturing.
So this. The flaming staircase, fell out and away and tumbled down in front away from the wall.
Oh, that third dimension I wasn't quite getting. Okay, now I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would that be? Y or Z? I don't know. Anyway.
Don't throw letters at me.
Just casually tossing them. Let's not get dramatic. You see the group of Ibish have made it pretty far up the stairs. So you're pretty surprised.
Okay.
You see that... Helen is in the clutches of one of them.
Oh.
All of a sudden she's flying out into space. Not outer space, but open space. It's that third dimension.
She's taking this
the one in front
they
of
threw
the
her
stairs.
Off the stairs? Yeah, they threw her off the stairs. Do I see Gorbis?
Not from where you are.
Oh, no.
You can kind of see based on where you can see, you could kind of just see the edge.
So how far away is the group from the other group?
In terms of running down, it would probably take 5 minutes.
Guys, we're 5 minutes away! I'm kidding. Screaming across the distance that I've zoomed out.
Do you have problems with too many NPCs?
Yes.
Eric's just trying to kill all the other NPCs on the stairs. Yeah. They'll all kill each other by the time we're down there.
Blocking Gwen.
Aww. Yep.
In Star
definitely.
Trek, it's red shirts. In my game, it's names.
Urine. Urine will never die, though, right?
He always already did.
Urine.
No, urine. Oh, God. I'm going to run out of spells to help. So I guess how close do I have to get to communicate that to them? I could try to use...
You have message.
Which is, I'm trying to look far. At the distance, 120 feet.
You're fine, probably.
I can? Okay. Sure. I'm going to say to whoever I could message, the Ibish, he's going to try to get close and yell it to everybody so that everybody can hear it. I don't know who I would, and say, the Ibish are attacking those other crazy athletes who do this stupid race. Are we going to help them or just leave them?
This is proof, finally, that sports are dumb.
Yes.
Says Will.
Yes.
How far? So you said 5 minutes, but how far are we from that about? In the range of 500 feet-ish?
Totally. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Then Gwen's going to just grab Bathwack and be like, come on. And then she's going to cast Dimension Door.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
Yay.
So, I don't have to say anything.
Rufina says, bye!
Deuces! Sorry, Rufina.
I don't know if we've ever asked Gwen this. What is it like stepping through one of Gwen's dimension doors?
Oh, wait, hold on. I have it.
I know you do. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, so, dimension door. When you step through Gwen's dimension door, it's basically... It smells like when you stepped into her candy shop.
Aww.
So it's just like this like sweet aroma of like sponge sugar and chocolate and just like fruity sweet goodness, like all the delicious candy smells, like all like, you know, attacking your senses, but not competing against each other. Just it's a very delicious smell. It smells like a slod's harmonious. Ass.
It smells like a slod's ass.
Slod's little butt.
Wow.
There you go, Bathwack. And Rufina got to experience that.
Yep. Rufina's still twice. On that high.
Let's go back down. Let's go back up. Let's go
come
back
in,
down. Let's go
in.
Back down. Yeah, there's just a hint of it on the breeze, Rufina, and then you're all alone.
Yeah.
With a flaming staircase raging above you.
Yay. Yeah.
Sorry, I only have room for one.
I suppose Bathwack gets to have a turn.
Bathwack wipes a drool off his chin.
So, am I just there all by myself?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're just alone.
Well, but is it there? Are they down there? Like, what is happening now? They went.
She doesn't know.
Okay, but I'm still there. I could fly and get her. I don't know what's happening.
You see Bathwack and Gwen pop into existence down somewhat near the those people.
Yeah, so
the sooty gang.
I'll fly over to Rafina, grab her, and fly down.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
You don't even ask?
I have been carrying. I already carried her. This is our thing.
Will, you're rude. You need to learn manners and etiquette.
Again, it's always a weird thing where Will's like, do I pick her up? This is too close. And then Rafina jumps onto my back and chokes me. And I'm like, yep, this is better. And then we fly down.
It's like with most people, you're like, where do I grab? But oddly with Rafina, there's like too many options. There's just it seems like there's
so many
natural handles everywhere. Yeah.
She has so many love handles. It's all the love. So many handles.
So many handles.
I love to picture that, though, like Will coming up and being like, with the arms and Rafina just standing there smiling, knowing Will has to pick her up somehow. And he's just like,
and she just leaps on. You have a lot of handles, too.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Will thinks of all the one food he ate in the past 2 weeks.
Guiltily. I'm just angles.
It was being that close to the cheese up on top of the dam.
Yeah, it gives you instant love handles.
Well, I gotta say, this does not smell as good as Gwen's dimension door.
I don't smell as good as a door?
Yes. You don't smell as good as a door. I'm sorry. Maybe if you got baby soft.
What's that? I just threw a baby.
Do you remember baby soft?
It's probably pretty soft now.
It was not a very good smelling baby. Okay, let's go.
Oh, okay. I was just standing in midair while she was talking to me.
Abby, real quick, can you lean your head under your hand again for a second?
What?
Like this?
Yeah, look, she's cosplaying as Rafina.
Yeah, look at her. What was that? A cat house or something? What is that thing?
No, it's a book seat.
A book seat?
You put your book here.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that before. Yep.
And you can put your phone or your... I put the Switch there and I play Wingspan on it.
Oh, but it was a perfect pigtail. That was very funny.
With the little flop over it. It was amazing.
That was really cute.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Completely derailed, but it was so lovely. All right. So.
Gwen and Bathwack definitely get there first.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
They've got an extra round. It's not far enough that flying can't catch up very quickly. Okay, I'm just doing some quick square deleting here real quick. Quick. That's enough squares deleted. There's no more squares.
Oh, and now we're on new stairs. Is that what that's supposed to mean? Because they're not.
Yep.
There's no squares. Mm-hmm. Or there are still squares, but far enough away.
What is that one small orange square?
There's lots of squares. They're tedious to delete. So there's no squares.
Oh, I see.
Even the ones up there, they're way further up.
It's definitely not fire.
Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's just graffiti.
It's the scent of Gwen's dimension door just permeating down the stairs.
Whoa, owls all of a sudden. I'm looking over here and there's just little cute little owls.
What is happening?
Oh, I could just do these all at once. Hold on.
Look, one of them is David Bowie.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which one?
There he is, this one right there.
I know. Why? I just trying to think of a reason. All right, so Gwen, you weren't sure exactly where they were, but you actually get pretty close. So you guys pop into existence about there, a couple flights up from the sooty gang, and you can hear the muffled voice of Gorbis below.
Oh no!
At
least he's not off the stairs, I guess.
Let me see here.
Yet.
And Gwen, what are you doing?
Oh, if she hears Gorbis, she's going to be like, Gorbis! And she's going to just run down to wherever she's hearing his voice, because I'm sure it sounds like he's in distress.
He's shouting indignantly, it sounds.
Is he just still trying to race? Get out of my way!
Cheater!
She's like, Corvus, I'm coming! And she, I don't know how far I can get down, but yeah, she'll run down.
So you could get kind of like mid-staircase below with your normal move.
Okay.
And you can see it looks like Gorbis is, you can now see below enough, and Gorbis is kind of cornered. I don't have an icon for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Gorbis also an owl?
Let me see. He's Gorbis is Paul one. Blart.
Elementary school owl.
This is Gorbis. He's Paul Blart.
Paul Blart!
And he's
he's cheating. He's using the Segway to go up the stairs.
Cheating. Yes.
It would not work.
But he's kind of he's kind of cornered on this landing here, and two of these Ibish are approaching him menacingly.
Okay, I'm gonna be like, Gorbis, I'm here to save you. Just duck.
Oh.
And then I'm gonna try to lean over the rail and Eldritch Blast the one, I'm assuming I could see this guy on the stairs.
You can see the red and yellow. The red and yellow circle ones.
I'm gonna tell Gorbis to duck, and I'm gonna try to hit the red and the yellow one each.
Okay. Yeah, the yellow one, the top one, kind of looks vaguely like a great horned owl. The other one you can see vaguely looks like a barn owl, but kind of weirdly demented.
Ooh.
Just like just stretched out.
Stretched out barn owl?
Stretched out barn owl.
Creepy.
So yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
Go for it.
Okay. That's for the first one. That's for the second one. And then here's for the first one again for good measure.
Okay. 21, 20, 25. Those are all very good. And definitely good enough to hit the Ibish. So you've got 22 damage for the top one and 14 for the other. Do I have that right?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. And the one goes, ugh! Hey! Mind your own business! And this, remember, this is all in your head.
Hmm. Oh, she's just going to yell back and be like, I'm minding my business because you're involved with my business down there and I'm trying to mind my business and this is how I mind my business.
In the middle of it, and he says, come bite my little butt. And he turns around and keeps advancing on Gorbis.
Oh, don't tempt her.
She is mad now.
Does she rage?
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's raging now. That caused her to rage. That's using a rage.
Oh, my God.
She's like, what?
I don't like the phrase little butt. I also liked, I don't know if you meant to have a double meaning, but it was pretty great because you were like, you're messing with my business down there. You see, did you hear? Her business, her lady business is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because she wants to fuck Gorbis.
Her cloacal business.
Her cloacal business.
Eric's like, oh.
I don't remember how to play pork fried dice.
Understand.
I don't like this joke. I'm too nervous.
Blackle business.
Yeah.
No, I'm distracted. I'm thinking about other things.
Oh.
There's lots going on right now in my...
Oh, in your game?
This is nothing. This I'm not game? Even taking... Who are you guys again? Sorry, I'm over here trading $500 worth of stocks. Bathwack, you're up.
How far away are they?
You could get maybe down to this landing here if you take the normal route right in front of Gwen. Sort of at the top of the flight of stairs that the top two sooty gang members are on.
All right, yeah, I'll take my normal movement.
Okay. So yeah, nothing's within melee range at this point.
Right. Then I'm going to cast command at level 3. I'm going to yell, flee!
Okay.
And not like the little tiny.
But that's how they interpret
each
it.
Other.
Yeah, I know.
It's a flea spell.
Ooh, a natural one.
No, that was me.
Oh, I thought you're. Yeah, isn't it your?
That
him?
Wasn't a save. That was something else. Don't ask.
Oh, I mean, if I wasn't clear, I want to target all three of
the another one. Ibish. I can't tell.
Well, there are four Ibish.
Well, there are four. Oh, I'll target the topmost three. Oh shoot! I just realized something.
What?
No, it's okay. This is the spell I cast when I want to kill people.
Oh no!
Oh yeah.
Or good.
Okay, so
you kill Gorbis, Gwen's gonna bite your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, is there a save or no?
Yeah,
there is, right? Oh, wisdom save. Okay, got it.
DC 16.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna roll 3d20, and they'll be just order top to bottom, in the order they show up in the chat. Wait, what? Oh, 10, 8, 19. Thank you. Okay. And wisdom. Okay. And you said a 16, right?
Yep.
All right. So the topmost two, the great horned owl and the weirdly stretched out owl, turn without a word and begin running down the stairs.
Ooh, nice.
The green one does not. It looks up at you with its normal barn owl eyes, and it's holding like a large hatchet, and it draws it across its own forearm.
Whoa. Oh, what? No, he's some kind of spellcaster or something like that, right?
And then turns his attention up to where Gorbis is standing on the landing there.
I'm going to level my sword at the other guy in a menacing gesture.
Okay.
The one who didn't flee.
Got it. All right. So, Rafina and Will, you're able to get close enough that you could interact here at this point.
Okay.
So, Will, you're kind of in charge, unless, Rafina, you want to do something while in his arms.
Well, yeah, I would want... I mean, like... Are we still in initiative?
Yes.
Is she before me in terms of turns?
No, you actually you are
first.
Oh,
it is me. Okay, well, then I'll just... Can I tell...
Will, what are you going to do?
Let's go home.
I'm going to help by talking. I know.
Well, if she says that, that's all Will says. Let's go home. And then he's going to... Can I tell which of the ones are running and which is not? Okay.
Red and yellow are running.
Did I get down in time to hear Bathwax say that?
Yeah.
Or, okay, so I am very aware of what's happened and that there's one that doesn't seem to be scared of Bathwax. Is that right?
Well, I mean, two are not running down.
Oh, two are not running down.
But you probably don't know how many he cast it on.
Oh, yeah.
He only cast it on three.
I'm just trying to look at the image to see which
ones. Pink and green are still going up. Red and yellow are going down.
And green is closer to Gorbis. So I'm going to I still have Rafina, but I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast at all three blasts at the first, the one that's closer to Gorbis. Yeah.
The top one. Okay. Go for it. 19, 9.
And 10.
Oh, 10.
Poop! It's because Rafina's strangling me. I'm like, oh, I can't like actually get good aim going.
The 19
no,
hits.
No, it's my fault.
No. I just like that it could be Rafina's fault because it's always amazing to...
She's like pulling the handles the wrong way.
Yeah,
you're like firing. She's like...
She's mad that I didn't like take care of her first, like put her on the stairs or something. She's like, hello! Trying to like steer me toward the stairs. Okay, so do I hit anything?
Yep, you hit for 9 micro glitter damage with your first blast, the 19.
Okay, and then I'm gonna be asking Rafina, like, I'm just gonna gesture to Rafina, like, do you want to go on the stairs or stay flying with me?
Keep me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now, the one Ibish that is fleeing, the great horned owl looking one, it lasts for a round. Okay. So when it sort of rounds the landing and starting to head down. It skids to a stop, looks up at you, Bathwack, reaches back and hucks his large hatchet up at you.
Ooh.
Okay.
So it's going to do a ranged attack, chucks it up at you. That's a 15 to hit.
Oh, good. It misses.
Okay. Yeah, it thuds into the wood of the stairs below you. And then he screams in fury, and you all hear it sort of pounding in your head. And then it charges up the stairs towards Gorbis.
Oh, jeez.
Mm. Oh, Gwen is not happy.
Wow, what do they have against Gorbis, though? Isn't this weird? Like, out of character? So weird.
The one that was in the lead, that this one, the yellow, the one that looks like a great horned owl, charged past and kind of roughly pushed its friend aside. He growls, and this is actually audible. It's this weird, like, gravelly growl.
Which one is
the
this?
The green one.
Okay.
And it goes up and shoves the yellow one, the yellow circled one, hard. It has to make a... saving throw.
Wow.
They're not playing what? Nice.
That's no. It's who? Pushed its own. So the stretched out one pushed.
Nope, just the regular barn owl looking one.
The weird barn owl.
The green one, right?
Yeah, okay. Green one pushed.
Okay.
Great horned owl one.
The yellow one.
And okay. The great horned owl one stumbles back into the railing and flips over it.
Wow.
And tumbles downwards out of sight.
Wow. What the
And they don't have any wings.
No.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Right. Okay.
They're so feathered, but not winged.
Right.
And now the green one is up here on the landing next to Gorbis. And now it is Rafina's turn. Rafina, you see these owl-like creatures charging around and pushing each other and... drawing blades over their skin. And
have they moved that much farther away from me?
Will, how far away is Rafina from the stairs?
Will is trying to avoid getting knocked out, but like he's not right next to the stairs. But within his
less
spell
than
range.
60 feet.
Yeah, definitely. Because okay. he needs to be able to cast spells too.
All right, I'm going to, because I'm holding on, so I do have some limitations, but I'm going to Sacred Flame again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the green guy. The
green one. Okay. All right, so DC 16, dex save. All right, so that is 11. So it does not succeed. So you deal 9 radiant damage to Mr. Green.
Neener.
All right. So this tongue of flame shoots out and roasts that ibish with labeled with the green circle a little bit. Gwen,
you wore the wrong underwear.
Yep. You see your down there business still being cornered.
Oh, no.
On the railing below. Though not as many threats are immediately next to him. What are you doing?
I'm running down there as far as I can get to try to take a bite out of that owl ass.
There's going to be feathers in the way, though. It's not going to be as juicy.
I know.
Yeah, you can get down to where
I'm going
to
get fluff lung.
Yeah, fluff lung. Feather lung.
Yeah.
Gwen's going to, I'm just going to come here. Cause like, hi, Gorbis. But she's raging. She's not like that.
Hey, Gorbis!
Okay, so yeah, give me your ass bite.
Yeah, she's certainly seething and barring her teeth, and she's going to do an ass bite to the,
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that hits. 8 piercing damage. Got it. Okay.
And then she kind of like pushes Gorbis behind her when she's doing this too, just to get him out of the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, he has good presence of mind. He sounds so calm.
He actually seems kind of calm.
And he starts running up the stairs again. He's like, ha-ha! It was all a distraction. Now I'm going to win.
Yeah, so this other owl here who hasn't really done anything for whatever reason.
It's just a regular owl. I don't know why we're messing with him. Leave him alone, guys.
Runs up and has it's wielding its own hatchet. There seems to be sort of a fury in his eyes. And he sort of leaps up and runs along the outside of the railing and has to roll a dex save.
Wow. Runs on the outside of the railing. Crazy.
He's fine.
Parkour.
Just to get around to get to where Gwen is. And then he is going to sort of reach back and just try to lay into you with an attack with this hatchet. So let's see here.
So do they all have hatchets?
Yeah, these large, like nasty looking, like oversized hatchet things.
Huh. Interesting.
They're the hatchet in Jaws of the Lion.
They're hatchet from the book Hatchet. All right, so that's a 10 to hit. Oh, wait, okay. No, sorry. He has advantage. Looks like he's putting all of his concentration into this. That's worse. Okay, so yeah, 10 to hit does not hit, right?
Does not hit, no.
Yep. And you think this
Gwen
this
just
one...
turns around and bars his teeth at him.
Yeah.
You think he is probably a little easier to hit right now. He doesn't seem to be focused on dodging out of the way or shielding himself or anything like that. And then the one way down below here is going to turn around and run back up and going to jump up and try to hang onto the railing above because there's not really a place to get around. So he's going to do a strength check to jump up there. Aww.
Uh-oh.
Oops, nope, wrong one. There we go.
Natural one.
Natural one. And his feathery fingers slip. He's still trying to hold on to his hatchet, so he can't really get a good grab, and he drops down below. And then Gorbis reaches out and slaps you on the butt, Gwen.
Whoa!
And says, thank you, ma'am! And starts running up the stairs.
Oh, my God!
Oh my gosh.
Jerk. Oh my
God. He gives you a nice big toothy grin, Bathwack, as he runs by you.
Oh my God, what an idiot.
Bathwack shrugs. Looks back down at Gwen.
So yeah, you see this.
She's seething.
This little halfling run past you, Bathwack, with his cheeky grin. And Gwen is surrounded by owl people with dark circles around their eyes. What are you doing?
I'm casting Thunderous Smite.
Sounds thunderous.
I love Smite.
And then I'm going to run. I don't have to run, right? I'm just going to...
Nope.
Can I get adjacent to this, the green guy, the crazy one who...
The green one, yes.
Who cut his arm?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And,
He's turned to stare at you as you come down the stairs.
Okay.
Opens his beak up and rattles his tongue around at you.
Whoa.
Cool.
Yeah.
You guys are best friends now. Bye, Gorbis.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.